I'm going to share something with you. Is that all right?
Amen.
It's wonderful to be here. I love preaching and teaching the Word of God. I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been telling you that I've been in faith, and I have not coughed for some time. Hallelujah! And it's not about the corona. It's about some things that were healing up in my throat and my ear. And I'm still going to be doing some of the procedures that I've shared with you about getting some of these, you know, amalgams on my teeth and things like that that the Lord has shared with me to do. And so I'm just taking one day at a time, speaking faith over myself. But I tell you, it's just wonderful when you've been dealing with something for several months and you just stand in faith.
Amen.
You just stand in faith.
Amen.
You know, I wasn't moved by symptoms, and I won't be moved by symptoms. So, and you don't either. Don't be moved by symptoms. Just get up, but do what God tells you to do. Because in the natural, I've been taking a lot of supplementation and different things like that, but I've been speaking over my body every day. And I think I've shared with the congregation about some things I dealt with from a root canal situation. And basically, the Lord just dealt with me what to do, and that's what I've been doing. And so, there we go. Amen. And I was sharing with the dentist the other day. I said, now you might have some people coming just because I'm pretty open about these type of things. I share with the congregation what I'm dealing with and this and that. So some people ask me, where do you go? It's like, well, okay, I'll tell them. You know, I've got a good biological dentist. But at the same time, and we're eventually going to get some books into the bookstore of some things that we've been studying out, just to give you an opportunity to know some of the natural things. And we've shared, you know, it was interesting because Pastor Jay and I were going to be sharing on some of that right before the COVID stuff, you know, hit. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? We were going to take some time to talk more about the natural side, and then, so we're going to get there. Amen. And there have been some books along that line, and really, Pastor Jay mentioned the other day, and I already had that in my heart, that likely, I'm saying, you know, I'm just checking my heart on when, probably during the healing school time, I'll be teaching several classes on the natural side of things. We always cover the spiritual things, and that's what we are called to do, is preach and teach the Word of God. But you know what? As pastors, it's a mandate for us to tell you the truth. And there's some things along the natural line that we can tell you the truth. But in all honesty, I just wanted to get through some things myself and be an example to you and then put stuff out there. But, you know, to each his own, you've got to be led by the Spirit of God. We all have to be led on what he's telling us to do. Amen. So we're looking at some of those things in the future. And I'm looking forward to that because it's been a season where I've read a lot and I've studied a lot and you know, prayed a lot along these lines. And we'll just continue to check our heart along that line because I believe that the spiritual and the natural work together for a supernatural force for God. And there's no reason that anybody has to be sick. Amen? No reason. We have a healing covenant, and God gave us supplementation and foods, and if we use them wisely, no one has to be sick. Amen? Well, that was all free. In light of some of the things going on, I enjoy reading some quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King, and I want to read a few of those quotes. Do you mind if I do that? Because I have a lot of, I've learned a lot from men and women of God over the years, and people that have stood up for change in a righteous way. And I think it's good for us to focus on those who have stood for change, and even though they've been martyred, you know, like Dr. King, he had so many things that godly things that he made godly change. Amen. He helped godly change. He empowered godly change. And I know we almost did. I'm not sure. I think we forgot to. Maybe we will this next Martin Luther King Day, his speech on I Have a Dream. Wonderful speech. Wonderful speech. But anyway, if you don't mind, I'm going to share a few things, but I'm also going to share this. I'm going to share some things that I wrote down beside that of why that quote blessed me. Is that okay? All right. All right. Well, so we're going a little different side of the mountain, and, you know, we'll just do this for a few minutes, and we'll move on. One thing, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I wrote out, evil everywhere is a threat to righteousness everywhere. I mean, that's what he's saying. Amen. So, another quote, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Now, Pastor Jay and I do our very best to really stay away from the politics of things. You understand? You come here to get the Word of God. And so we'll address things as we believe we need to. But so I wrote something down along that line because that statement can mean several different things. But according to 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. And again, Dr. King there said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. And the things in the Word of God, when we become silent, when we stop saying what we believe, really, when we stop, you know, just peacefully letting our government know what's right and what's wrong, when we stop talking, then things happen. Amen. When we stop voting right, you understand? When we stop praying, then we are opening the door to evil in our nation. There's a lot of that going on. Of course, there's a lot of political stuff and agenda behind the scenes that we all understand that too. But let's just say this. We've got to be a voice for righteousness. Say, so we've got to be a voice. Amen. Another one. Is this okay? Yeah. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. There comes a time when silence is betrayal. You know, we can betray the Word of God by keeping it under. When we know in a situation that somebody needs us to tell them about Jesus. When we know that there's a situation where maybe we're not living the godly life that we need to, and it's not about everybody saying we need to do right or wrong. It's about the Holy Ghost inside of us saying, hey, you're betraying me by taking that stance. You're betraying me by not following righteousness' sake. You're betraying me by when I lead you to lay hands on the sick. You understand? Yeah. Here's something else. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Whatever you do, you have to keep moving. If you're making a stand in any way, shape, or form, move with God's word in that decision. Don't back down. When you believe that you've received, don't back down. Keep that stance. But listen to the Holy Spirit within you about anything you may need to change. Like I said, I've been very forthright with you. God very specifically dealt with me. You did not pray about having that root canal. Therefore, it opened the door to several things that happened and some viral things that went into my body. And I got very sick. And God's merciful. Well, why didn't he just take all the symptoms away? I don't know. What? I don't know. I just know I was led to go the route I went and to constantly speak the word of God. I don't know why they didn't all leave overnight. I'm not going to put my interpretation on, well, God was, you know, disciplining me because it's not about that. What I do know is his word is truth. And he's merciful. And I got down on my knees and asked for that mercy when he told me I missed it. Okay? But then I had to stand my ground. I had to speak to it. And then I did the natural things that I needed to do that I felt in my heart I should do. Okay? And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. Pastor Jay has taught many times on the spirit of faith. Did you know that we have a spirit of forgiveness? It's really the spirit of love. It's not just something that lies dormant on the inside of you, but it's something that you're speaking out of your mouth. It's something that you're acting upon. And therefore, it becomes an attitude. It becomes a force. Amen. As my sufferings mounted, I soon realized that there were two ways in which I could respond to my situation. Either to react with bitterness or seek to transform the suffering into a creative force. I decided to follow the latter course. Isn't that powerful? See, this is from a man of God that who loved Jesus. Was he perfect? I don't know. I didn't know him personally. But he made He empowered people for change. He affected people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he affected our nation so that we would honor our black brothers and sisters who are skilled, who are beautiful, who have added to us in more ways than we can even count. And I honor a man that has stood for that. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5 says faith works by love, right? So the Greek word for work is energeo, which means an energizing force that is at work and moving. Our faith walk is energized and moving by our love. And Mr. King there said, either to react with bitterness, remember two ways he could go, either to react with bitterness or seek to transform the suffering into a creative force. I decided to follow the latter course. And I've decided myself to follow love. Because that's what my Lord and Savior, and we'll talk about what Jesus has to say about it. Because his example is what Mr. King was following. His example is who I follow. Amen? I follow God's example. I follow Jesus' example. We read the Gospels and we see how he acted. We see how what he preached, what he taught, how he walked in love, how he used his faith. Another quote, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe we'll just read these all night long. Just a few more here. Let no man pull you so low as to hate them. Let's say it this way. Let no woman pull you so low as to hate them. Here's another quote. Now, there is a final reason I think that Jesus says, love your enemies. It is this, that love has within it a redemptive power. And there is a power there that eventually transforms individuals. Just keep being friendly to that person. Just keep loving them, and they can't stand it too long. Oh, they react in many ways in the beginning. They react with guilt feelings, and sometimes they'll hate you a little more at that transition period. But just keep loving them. And by the power of your love, they will break down under the load. That's love, you see. It is redemptive. And this is why Jesus says love. There's something about love that builds up and is creative. There is something about hate that tears down and is destructive. In light of things going on, that's a That's a true statement. That's very powerful. So love your enemies. Amen. 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 Everyone can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. Thank God. You only need a heart full of grace. Yes. A soul generated by love. Amen. 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 I'll be honest with you. I was sitting on my porch and just half the day I was just almost in tears. And I have to be very careful because it's, and I was saying, Lord, I don't want this to just be my emotions. If this is the Holy Ghost coming on me, that's one thing. But I don't want it to just be my emotions. You understand? But let me tell you something. A Christian brother was put to death the other day. And that saddens everybody's heart. But we're told to rejoice in the midst of it. He was a Christian man. George Floyd. That's what we hear. He was a gentle giant. He was somebody who ministered to youth. He reached out to other people. And my heart is heavy that one of our Christian brothers, you know, that his family today, although it, has anybody heard the family, they're begging people, don't loot, don't do these things. He wouldn't have wanted that. It would have devastated him to see his town tore up. Like it is. We're talking about the love of God, if you don't know tonight. And I understand that, although I'm black on the inside.
That's right. That's right, Mom. That's right, Mom. That's right. Hey, that's right. It's my mom right here.
I am. She's sorry. She's sorry. Give me a hug. I haven't got to hug you for a while, girl. Am I? Yeah. Can I have a hug? I had a friend that used to say that, and I dumped it. So it hits home. You know, Pastor Jay and I, over the years, when we've had disagreements, you understand, sometimes we want to say, honey, you did this back in 1975, and you did this back in 1960, and you did this. You know, if you bring up something, you understand? The time when something like this happens isn't to bring up everybody else's rights or wrongs.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's to just simply focus on this one thing and impact it for change. And then other things will change and fall in line. So in that respect, well, you know, we don't need to go back and forth. Well, I was, you know, back this. Well, the Indians weren't treated right. You know, you understand? They weren't, you know. There were things in my own life, but I don't need to go there. You understand? You understand? Jesus was the ultimate one who was persecuted and died on the cross. But let's take the situation that has happened right now, and let's not get political. There's a lot of that going on and such. But let's take it and let's pray for our president and the governors. Whether we think they're good or bad, let's pray for them that they would have the wisdom of God. Let's pray that God would turn hearts. Let's pray that those who refuse to do the right thing will be removed from office. You understand? Let's just pray. And let's use this one situation, although plenty have happened, you understand? And let's affect change. Amen? Amen. So, yeah. Let's affect change. And what we need, and what I'm really talking about here tonight in this next 30 minutes, is a revival of faith that works by love.
Amen.
That's what we need. We need a revival.
Amen.
There's people that need to be in political offices, and we need to vote them in, and we need to pray for these things. And we need to take stands. That's why I've told people that have come to me asking, you know, what should I do in this situation? Because, you know, the governor's told me to do this. Should I, you know? And I said, you know what? I really want to know as little as possible. Whether you're going to quarantine or not or whatever. If somebody's told us that they've been in contact with somebody with COVID or they themselves had, we've asked them, you know, at this point to stay out of church. Do I agree with that fully? I really don't, because I don't believe that the symptoms of COVID are any more than the flu. Amen. At this point. Yeah. Now, you can get mad at me for saying that, but that's okay. There are some instances, and there's a lot of things they're finding out about it. You understand? So with that, so somebody, if they need to stay home longer or they need to wear a mask or that's where their faith is. You understand? And I don't have any problem with it. But I'm saying that it's getting to a place now that we've gone through the curve and this and that, and there are some people testing positive that don't have any symptoms and things like that. You can't expect them to quarantine for 4 days, 14 days and all. So things got to change, okay? I'm sorry. If you don't like me saying that, then, well, pray for me, please. Okay. Just like we don't expect everybody to stay away from church if they had the flu yesterday. As long as they don't have a fever, it's like, come on, you know? So some things have to change along this line, but we're learning. Let's go to Matthew 5:43. You understand that the flu can affect people adversely if they have underlining things and this and that. So if anything, there are some things, that some positive things for change of people just being more clean and that type of thing. Don't ask me if I'm going to be carrying a bleach bottle with me everywhere, and that's not going to happen. They attack you at the grocery store. Do you want your cart sprayed? No, I don't, because I'm going in the grocery store and I'm going to handle 100 items that everybody else has handled, so I don't need my cart sprayed. But if you want your cart sprayed, go for it. I mean, little Johnny may have just spilled chocolate all over your cart. That's why I generally, because, little kids' hands and stickiness and that. So I get the little, I've done that for years. I didn't wait until COVID to do that. Okay? Moving right along. I know. Pastor Jay's up here. It's like, honey, okay. Matthew 5:43. Let's get spiritual. Oh, y'all needed to laugh.
Hey, aren't you glad she's not me?
Here's one. Nobody touch that. Stay away from my. Okay. Ushers, get some gloves. Hurry. All right. I'm just being funny, all right? Okay. We're all good. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. I'm just going to read some different scriptures here. Luke 6:36. Luke 6:36. So you can go there or you can just write them down. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Matthew 6:33. See, these are scriptures that we can go when we're dealing with outside influences. Let's say that. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So we don't have to worry about all this trouble going on around us. Now, there are things that we need to do in the spirit and use our faith, you understand? And not just be passive. There are things we need to say, remember? And not be silent. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Mark 11:23-26. And we're talking about faith that works by love. Mark 11:23. Nobody knows the scripture, but you know it's a new one. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Can I stop and say something?
Yes.
Pastor Jay and I have a heart that if anybody's dealing with underlying things in their life, we're praying for you. We love you. We care about you. I went through hell last year. Last year. Okay? I went through a lot of things that I never said to anybody, and I just kept coming. So don't think we don't care about you if you're dealing with symptoms. Don't. And if I'm just funning around, it's because we need some rejoicing. We need some laughing. You understand? But I went through some things that God's faithful. And I knew he would turn it around. So, and I knew that I just wasn't making my connection somewhere. So I had to get, okay, what's going on here? That's why I keep talking about that. Because when I learn something, I just like to share it. You understand? But so we care about you because I just want you all to understand there are people in here that are dealing with situations. But God is faithful. And I pray for you. Pastor Jay prays for you. We share things if God puts it in our heart to share things. And like I told somebody the other day, nothing's going to happen to you on our watch. You understand me? Now, sometimes people don't want us to help them. And I was like, hey, you want to handle it all by yourself? Go right ahead. But there are some things that we could help you with. There are some things as your pastors that if you're genuinely dealing with, you know, a dire situation, you don't have to just handle it all alone. Yeah, if you want to, and that's where your confidence level is, more power to you, no condemnation. But we love you, and we care about you. So trust me, you know, over the years I've dealt with things that just like the last thing I ever want to do is make somebody feel badly for dealing with symptoms. But you know what? They always turn around.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, it always turns around. As long as we're following God's word,
yes.
Renewing our minds,
yes.
Developing our hearts,
yes.
Trusting our Father,
yes.
We're not going under.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
Yes.
Whatever it is we need to know, he's going to show us. That's what we just need to get skilled in, just being led by the Spirit of God,
amen.
Renewing our minds. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so Mark 11:23, assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Excuse me, I just... Glory bubble. I was just thinking about how, you know, when I said that all hell came against me, it's like, yeah, but it's under my feet.
Amen.
Glory bubble. Okay.
Amen.
All right. Whew. Glory to God. All right.
Faith that works by love.
There you go. Pastor Jay and I. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Faith works. Yeah. Because we have to forgive. Therefore, if there are people that have done us wrong in the past, and there's nobody on the face of this earth, if somebody has not done you wrong, and there are more that have been wrong than others, you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not asking everybody to line up and apologize, okay, over the years, because I've already forgiven. And that's what we have to do, is we've got to forgive. And those individuals that are having a hard time of forgiving, we can pray for them.
Yeah.
That they will be enlightened. And you know what? I don't want to shoot them either, okay? I'm serious. I mean, I believe in my Second Amendment rights, but that doesn't mean that I'm wanting somebody to break into my door and I can shoot him. It's like, ha, 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 they shouldn't have come in. You understand? Especially when they're a 16-year-old boy or 18-year-old boy or something that's had a hard life. You understand? I mean, they better not come in our house. That's all I got to say about it. But at the same time, I don't want that to happen. And therefore, we need a revival of faith that works by love. We need a revival of people that need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I don't want anybody to get hurt. The last thing I want. And I've had to repent before to the Lord. I'm sorry, Father. We should not treat that flippant. We've got kids that have been raised wrongly. And if we're going to help save their life, we're going to have to get the gospel into them. We're going to have to get the gospel. All right?
Amen.
All right. praise the Lord. Matthew. Perasun shandele presu shakaya. Manchi shokon ton tindi. Oh, surely, surely, surely. Now, I'm starting to, but I believe that you're supposed to interpret that.
Surely this is not a time to let the spirit of the world dominate you, or to open your heart to the things that others have yielded to and become bitter. But this is a time to press into the truths you already know, the things you've been taught about forgiveness, unity, and the love of God. And this is a time to bind together around those truths which we hold dear and lift up our brother and our sister who struggles with those things coming against him in the spirit realm, to pull him down into bitterness and hate, and to lift him up with a demonstration of the love of God towards him, and show him there is a higher way, and to choose that higher path. For that path is the path to victory, the path to what you really desire. That path is the path of greater things, and even the path of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So set yourself. Now that was just the interpretation. Now this is the Spirit of God saying further in prophecy. Set yourself to be an example, to not enter into the spirit of the world, which is the spirit of division and the spirit of hatred and the spirit of disunity and pointing fingers and accusations, but enter into the spirit of love that says, because I love you, I'm going to ask you to reconsider and look at what's in your heart and to judge yourself for the wrongs that you have in your heart. But I'm going to love you and demonstrate to you no hate in return for the hatred that's come from you to me. And walk in the light and be an illustration. For you put out the darkness with light. Darkness cannot comprehend the light. For you are the salt of the earth, and you are the answer for this hour, and you have the answer for those who hunger for it. So demonstrate. Many need a demonstration. Many need more than just words, but many need a demonstration. So lift up your brother, walk in love, return good for evil, and bless those that curse, and do good to those that hate, and be an example, and be the light. For that's the only way for the redemption of this nation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
And I saw something in the spirit that, you know, people have every right to protect their home, you understand. And if somebody's come in with a gun and meant to hurt them, they have every right to protect themselves. You understand? But what I'm saying is we can change some things through prayer. And what I saw is if we'll believe God, I believe angelic visitations will keep them, that whoever that would be that would break into a house. They need to see a vision of an angel with a sword or something that will scare the snot out of them. that will turn them to God. So if we're too quick to, well, they come to my house, I'm going to blow them away. You understand? And, you know, I'm just saying we shouldn't be flippant with that. We should pray, Lord, we're asking you. You know, they're having, or I've heard this, they're having different ones come to the gospel left and right overseas because they're seeing visions of Jesus in this. Let's pray for revival in our nation. Let's, Father, whatever it takes, if you have to come to them in a vision in the night, please keep that young one from breaking in a home and getting shot. Let's pray for our young people because they've been indoctrinated with agendas. They've been indoctrinated with this stuff. And we need revival to turn them. They need the snot scared out of them by the gospel. It's love, faith that that works by love, but love takes a stand. And they need to understand that things have to change. Amen. I want you to turn very quickly. So it's a different perspective. It's a different side of the mountain. It's a heart of God our Father doesn't want to see anybody go to hell. You understand? But I tell you what, that doesn't mean people can't protect themselves. It's just that we need to be praying. And, you know, our home is protected and kept by angelic ministry. So if somebody tries breaking our home, they're going to get a visitation. You understand? I'm serious. Amen. I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5. We should use wisdom, not going downtown during riots. You understand? I mean, come on. We should use wisdom on things. I'm not talking about not peacefully, peacefully taking a stand, but not rioting, but peacefully taking stands. But we have to use wisdom on where we're at and where we do that. And so that we're not in harm's way. You understand? So Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And I was looking at that word liberty. And really, the word liberty means freedom, chiefly moral or ceremonial. True liberty is living as we should, not as we please. So true liberty is a liberty that's basically restrained by God's word. Because there's a root of the word that says unrestrained, freeborn, free. But then again, the definition of true liberty is true liberty is living as we should, not as we please. So we do have rules, you understand. And the Word of God is our code of ethics that we follow. And the Holy Ghost, we follow His witness. And faith that's energized by that creative force of love will move us to do things and to say things that will change people's lives for the better. Amen. True liberty is when we take up the mandate and take up the charge to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. True liberty is when we know that when we lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Because we're using our faith that works how? By love. And that's true liberty. That's true freedom because we have freedom to go into all the world. And we know that God's faithful that He will work through us to get people saved, to get them filled with the Holy Ghost, to affect change in their lives. And first and foremost, as Christians, that's our liberty. That's our code of ethics. That's what we're to do. And there are natural things on this earth that we stand for, you understand, so that we can have liberty, so that we can put a flag in our yard so that we can vote for who we believe we ought to vote for. And if we wear a hat, somebody's not going to beat us up that says, you know, the person that we want to vote for. So there are liberties that will be taken away from us if we don't stand up and say something, vote. You understand that in the natural? But there are Christian liberties that if we're not following through with preaching the gospel, with sharing the Lord Jesus Christ, those liberties will also be taken away from us. Because when we don't affect our world for spiritual change, then darkness will get darker and darker, just like the Dark Ages. And we needed a man by the name of Martin Luther back at that time. I'm not talking about Martin Luther King, but, you know, Martin Luther King was used years later. But Martin Luther was a man that came on the scene, and he basically grace through faith, not through works. And he nailed that on the church door. Grace through faith, not through works. And he was persecuted for it. And he was like a modern day Paul, so to speak. He actually got struck by lightning under a tree and had an experience similar to Paul's, because I did a study on that and taught on that at a World Harvest Bible training center when I was teaching there once. So we've read verse 1 there. Let's go on down to verse 4. A little different tonight. Verse 4, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. And real quickly, let's go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And I want to read in verse 11. John 3:11. For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. And I believe that hits home, because you have a police officer that's supposed to uphold righteousness, but the man that he murdered was the one that was righteous. So it's a similar situation, isn't it? Verse 16, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, excuse me, I lost my page because it was telling me I had an appointment afterwards. All right. Where was I at? Thank you very much. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So ultimately, if we're going to please anybody, it ought to be God.
That's right?
Amen. Right? Amen. Because, you know, don't get all disgruntled about there are evil police in this world and there are evil politicians and that. I understand all that.
Right.
But if we are following God's word, we're going to be okay.
Amen.
If we're following God's word, we're going to be okay. If we're stopped unjustly on the road because of our color, which blacks have unjustifiably been, you know, over the years, things like that have happened to them. But if anybody has something unjustifiable happen to them, as long as you're following God's word, you have a home in heaven. You can use your authority. And that's what this church is all about. And that's what we're going to emphasize in this church. Faith working through love. You'll be assured you can use your authority in these situations. We can be praying for people. And if something unjustifiable comes against you and you have to stand up for right, do it as unto the Lord. Amen. We honor our governor as far as we can. We honor our political authorities as far as we can. We honor the police as far as we can. But when somebody is asking us to do something that's unrighteous, we have to draw a line. Amen? Faith that works by love. This is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Why don't you stand up? Even Pastor Jay and I, we recently wrote a letter that the DHS, the governor, and others got about some very stringent rules that are unreasonable that they're putting on the daycare. And we wrote a letter to them, and it wasn't with a fighting spirit, but we told them what we felt was unreasonable. And we gave them, you know, it was respectful. We didn't go burn the courthouse down, you understand? But that didn't mean I didn't feel like it a few times, okay? With somebody in it, okay? Okay, I'm just joking. Okay, all right. Just joking. And that's not the best joke at this point in time, okay? So I'm sorry. But with that, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's just take a few minutes here to pray for our president, to pray for the governing authorities, that they would have the wisdom of God on this situation. Nobody really knows, except God knows the hearts of governors, if they're holding back force to keep towns, people, you know, people are getting killed, people are getting hurt out there. But let's pray that they would have the wisdom of God. And let's pray that people would be moved out of the way that have evil motives and not righteous ones. Amen. Well, who should we pray for specifically? Pray for our president, pray for our governors, pray for our senators. Whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, whether they're just rats. And we know they're rats. Let's pray for them. That God would melt their heart. Or move them out if they refuse to make the changes. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray the Ephesians prayers for our president, for those who are governors, mayor, House of Representatives, senators, Congress. We pray for those, Father, who are upholding the laws of our land. We pray for chief police and police men and women all over this country. We pray for them, Father. We pray for pastors, because they're leaders, to stand up for what's right. For the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. They would know the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the mighty working of your power. That they would be strengthened by the Holy Ghost and the inner man, Christ, dwelling in their hearts through faith. They would know, they would be rooted and grounded in the love of God. They would know the love of God that passes all knowledge. They would be filled up to all the fullness of God. Unto you, Lord, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly. To you, Lord, that is able to clean this up. We give it to you, Father. That you deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men and women. That your word is lifted up. That revival comes to our land. Faith that works through love. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you and we ask for mercy on these young kids that are being taken in by political agendas These young kids that are disillusioned. Some of them are just mad. Some of them are hurt. Some of them are broke because they've had no money for the last 3 months. Whatever it is, Lord, we're asking you for your mercy on our youth. Because we don't want to see them get hurt, and we certainly don't want to see them hurt somebody else. We're asking you, Father, for a revival. Hearts would be turned to righteousness. Laborers across their paths, Father, that would teach and preach the gospel, that would share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Visions in the night that would keep them from harm's way, that would help them for change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there anything you have in your heart, honey? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just lift up your hands and let's just worship God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Christians are not to be caught up with the division, the spirit of division that's in the world. That's not the flow of God. Now, standing up for, you know, against what's wrong and standing for right, that's biblical. You understand? But the flow of hatred is of the flesh. The flow of standing up for righteousness and the flow of peace, doing it peaceably, in other words, and the flow of, if I could say it, standing up for the Christian unity and the Word of God, the way of doing things, the love of God, and so forth. That is Christians walking in the Spirit. To look at what is about what? Less than a 16th of an inch deep? On the skin? The pigment of the skin? And judge somebody because of that? Is shallow and carnal, and it's of the flesh. We're of the Spirit. I like something else, brother. I love those quotes. I don't know where you found those, but those are awesome, brother Martin Luther King Jr. But he said, help me make the quote about, he doesn't care about the color of your skin, but the content of your character. I don't know if I said it exactly like he said it, but
I have a dream to see the day that little boys and girls will, something along the line, walk hand in hand, and people will not judge them by their color, but by the content of their character.
Yeah. That's the issue. Somebody said, there's some sorry folk of this color and that color. Yeah, every color. There's sorry folk. But there's good folk of every color, you know. Amen. That's what we're to look at. The content of people's character. Walking in the Spirit is the answer for this. And listen, walking in the Spirit, sometimes you can get bold in people's face. But it's done peaceably. And for somebody's good, not for their destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, honey.
Praise God.
I sensed you were going to do this. And I said, Lord, do we need to talk about it beforehand? I had no unction, so you did a good job.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anything else?
That's all I had. We just want to let you know that we love all of our congregation.
Yeah.
Nobody more
this
than
church.
Nobody
is
more than Heather.
Yeah. This church is a marvel to Eastern Iowa. People walk in here and they go, wait. There's white folk, there's black folk, there's Indian folk, there's folk from Mexico. And you know, we never really talk much about it. Because we don't look at that. We don't look at that. It's just not. I mean, sometimes Pastor Ike and I get in a restaurant and we're talking, and he'll say something about he'll point to me and say something about his dad, and then the waitress will go, you know. And we forget that, you know, that people are looking at that. We're not looking at that.
Well, one day you were in Colorado. We were with Dr. Dufresne, and it was you and Ike, and you were both calling Dr. Dad.
Yeah.
And people were looking.
And Dr. Dufresne, in his humorous way, said they walked away thinking, boy, he's been busy. Dr. Dufresne was funny. Hallelujah. Well, if you don't have anything else, hug on somebody. Well, anyway, we're not supposed to do that. Anyway, do something to show somebody you love them. And let's be a light in the middle of darkness. What do you say? Tell somebody, I'm the light of the world. Because Jesus said his people are the light of the world. Amen. And we're going to show the light and put out darkness by light. Amen. Love you all. We'll see you on Sunday morning. You're dismissed.